Oh, baby, toe the line. If you want to see me another time, just hit the gas, cause I'm going blind from the racing heart that keeps me hanging on. Oh, if you know it's true, then you know what you ought to do. Can you see what you put me through? I'm breaking down, I'm stalling out alone. Just take my hands to promised lands. Faster, go, 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 don't wanna waste more time. Stuck at the starting line, skidding around the bend. Will I crash into them? You just got to make up your mind.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful last week of the semester. Yes, you heard me correctly. It is our last week, but also our last day of classes. I just want to say congratulations to everybody, every student in not only in Canada, but wherever it is, that is their last day as well, for persevering and going through this semester. I'm sure it has been a very tough journey, but also very rewarding as well. So today is our last day of classes. Today was my last day of classes of undergrad, and it feels quite bizarre. When I think about my first day at UBC, which I remember very vividly, I still remember the classroom I was in, mostly where I sat, kind of the area where I sat, which class it was, the professor, and just that terrified feeling of entering into university. And for me to be already finished my last class here already, it really does feel surreal to think about that. And for those of you incoming students that will be coming in or have just wrapped up their first year, I know it can be nervous and you might think that you have a long way to go, but I just want to say that, trust me, those 4 years will go by really fast, faster than you can even imagine. And so a couple tips that I have is just really cherish those moments and really recognize that you're in a position of great opportunity and surrounded by so many talented and very amazing students and staff members and professors. University is really what you make of it, and I think that's just something that I really, really want to emphasize to students, especially I think in university. There are a lot of instances where you get to be independent with how you spend your time. You're very independent with what you study, how you schedule your day-to-day life, and therefore this flexibility can work against you, but it can also work for you as well, depending on how you use it. And I think one of the most valuable things of going through university is really realizing and building that skill on how to choose to use your time and the opportunities and the resources that are offered. It's just kind of your responsibility to find it and do what fits best with you. It's really an exciting process. It can be very hectic, very confusing, very overwhelming at times. But once you kind of get into that pattern of finding things, trying them out, and if it's not working out, you move to another, experiencing those trial and errors, you kind of build that tolerance for, you know, realizing that something doesn't work out. But then when something does, there's like an immense feeling of just happiness when you end up doing it. And I think those are really what makes university so valuable and so such a wonderful experience for you all. So yeah, like I said, I started my show Leaning with Jeff around the end of my first year, towards the beginning of my second year. And this is actually the final episode that I'll be doing as an undergraduate. Thankfully, I will be coming back, but I really just want to just sit back and relax and reflect on my university years and the 4 years that I spent here. I just want to say thank you to everybody that I met during my undergrad. I've met so many amazing students, so many amazing staff members that really influenced me in so many positive ways and helped me grow as a person. I also want to thank CITR and Discorder, probably one of the most, if not the most influential parts of my university career, and really what shifted my my interests in terms of my passions and helped me grow it, starting off with this project, being in the executive team at CITR, training people, meeting people, so many artists and students. I don't think I could have gotten more of an amazing experience than I did, especially with CITR and Discorder. So I just want to thank CITR and Discorder as a whole and everybody that I worked with and am currently working with. It's really, really amazing that I was able to, and lucky and very privileged that I was able to find CITR and Discorder so early on in my university years and be able to continue on like this for years. And I really hope that for you guys, either incoming students, first year, second, third, fourth, you're really never too late in finding a club, finding your community, and just trying it out, you know? And I think that's what makes, that's what gives yourself and your daily life some substance, you know? Getting overwhelmed with academics is inevitable, and it's something that can be overwhelming and maybe taking over your entire time and the way you spend your daily life and the way that your mind is occupied, the weight of it. But one of the most important parts is to give yourself some time and some space and letting in some other aspects into your life and trying to balance that together. So I hope that's going to go well with you all, and I hope it has been going well, you know, just experimenting, looking through so many stuff. I mean, although I've had a very thrilling and fulfilling, satisfying university career so far, I do have in the back of my mind that I didn't, and I don't think anyone could really fully use all the opportunities and the resources that are offered in this institution. And so you just have to, you know, keep on going. You know, there is no end. You just have to keep on going, keep searching, trying it out. And that's the fun of it. And what fun would there be if there was an end? You know, this is a continuous journey. It's your journey. You go as you please, your timeline. Don't think about or compare yourself to others. Just go with what you feel is best with you, what fits your schedule. Because at the end of the day, you're the one who's going to be in that space that you choose to be in. And so if you're not happy with it, then who will be? You know, so really just think carefully, try things out, and think independently in what you want, what's best for you, because everybody has a different schedule. Everybody doesn't work the same way. We all learn differently. We all interact with people differently. We all prefer things differently, different interests. You just have to respect that. You have to respect that about yourself, accept it. And if you want to continue to move forward, whether in a good way or if you want to refine some stuff about yourself, that's up to you. But you know, you just have to be selfish in that way, where you have to focus on yourself. And I think this is a totally appropriate time to do that in university, is really just being able to think for yourself and trying new things, you know, attempting and failing and just keep on going. So yeah, I just want to give a major thanks to everybody for helping me find my passion and what I really enjoy doing. So thank you all for that. And thank you all for my listeners. 3.5 years, I think, maybe, for this Lean In With Jeff segment or this project. I have over 125 episodes so far. Although I wasn't able to interact with a lot of my audience members, I imagine that you are all wonderful and amazing people. And I just want to give a huge thanks to all of you guys who were able to listen to my shows and engage with me. I've had a couple calls, which was very exciting. But thank you all for listening. It's been a really great time, and it is going to be a great time. I will be continuing my show. But it's been so fun. Through this, I was able to meet so many diverse groups of people and listen to their perspectives. So this is definitely something that I would continue to do. And I want to give out a big thanks to that. So speaking of the weather, a lot of you guys who follow me, I speak of the weather all the time. And it's just a great way to start off a show. You know, kind of the weather is kind of the first thing I look at when I wake up in the morning, see how the environment is looking outside. And depending on it, it does fluctuate my mood. I do like sunny days. Sunny days tend to give me a more brighter mood throughout the day and give me a bit more energy. But you know what? I've been living in Vancouver, or at least in this area, for so long that rain is no longer a awkward thing for me. It's not a new thing. And you kind of get familiar with this sort of weather. But today seems quite nice. There is a bit of wind, definitely some rain. But, you know, we did get a great bunch of days where we had a lot of sun. I believe that tomorrow will be sunny as well, which is great. Sun's coming back. Summer's coming soon. So I hope you guys are excited for that. So speaking of, although today is the last day of classes, final season is officially begun. Good luck, everybody. Final season, I believe, goes for another 20 days from now. Everybody has different schedules, and I hope that everyone's being, you know, respective with themselves and giving yourself some time to study and break down what you need to do and give yourself some rest. Exam season is intense, I know. I've gone through it quite a bit of time so far, so I am very familiar with this sort of timeline. It's very stressful, very overwhelming, but I believe that everyone can push through like me, and I believe that everyone can because you guys are all smart and amazing people. So exam season has started, so good luck, everybody. It's going to be a busy couple weeks, but you know what? At the end of the tunnel is always light, and this light will be summer. So summer is coming soon. I'm excited for that. I hope you guys are all excited for that as well, and planning new things, whether it's meeting up with family or friends. Very important. Summer is very important, not only just to kind of ground yourself, but really just give yourself giving yourself the time to catch up on things that you weren't able to do during the busy time of the year. We're already around a third into the year, which is insane as well. I feel like 2025 has just begun. We're in April. I remember starting this semester saying, wow, I only have one more semester left. And now I have no more days of classes left. And it's just going to be summer. And so, like I said, time flies. So really just enjoy. I know it's a very difficult thing to do. And I'm guilty of it as well. When you're in a situation where you're just striving for something, you're working towards something, and you just have this insane drive within yourself, you tend to lose a lot of the things that are around you. And even forget to feel that what you're doing and the thing that you're striving for is actually a very happy and very lucky moment. You know, I think having a goal and setting that and really working towards it is probably the most best feeling and the most luckiest position you can be, is just to have that, have something to strive for, have something to really achieve. And I think sometimes we just need to have some feeling of gratitude that we have that. Whether it works out or it doesn't, it's kind of giving us an opportunity to test ourselves and gives us an opportunity to reflect on who we are and grow. And without that, how else would we kind of continue on with life? So always be thankful, always have that gratitude, and I'm sure we can kind of go through all these tough times if we have that healthy mindset. All right, so before we actually get into the meaty portion of the episode, let's get through some ads, PSAs, and some show promos, and we'll get right into the episode. So here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasquim, Mustayo. Hey there! Do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're going to love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life, a sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend, and we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read. Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local Indigenous business run by Tsimshian and entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
Attention, all artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Are you screaming for your voice to be heard? Do you resist capitalism and colonialism? Are you angry about the current political climate and ready to act up about it? Well, we want you here. The second annual Anarchist Book Fair is now looking for creatives, creators, activists, and organizations who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. Email sponsorship at citr.ca before March 27th. Sponsorship at citr.ca. SPONSORSHIP at CITR.ca.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. For today's episode, I actually have another bunch of music options that I have for you guys. For today's episode, I'm going to be playing some songs by a band called July Talk. July, which kind of insinuates summer. And so summer's coming, so might as well listen to a band that has the month of a summer in it. So I actually enjoy listening to this band, which is why I actually brought some songs for you guys today. And after this song, we'll go through some fun facts to end off this segment. And this will officially be a wrap of my episode for my undergrad. Also, I just want to give a disclaimer. Next week, I will not have a show. So I just want to give a heads up for that. There will be some other show that will be playing. So I will see you guys in 2 weeks after today's show, which is a bummer, but I will come back strong with another new episode for you guys to listen to. So before we get started, I just want to get through these songs and then fun facts, and we'll wrap it up for today's episode like so. Nice and easy. Like I said, right now is finals time. I don't want to make too much of a content-heavy episode for you guys. So we'll go through smooth, nice and easy for another couple episodes, and then we'll kind of go through with the interviews and the movie again, And I'm sure I will have more time to kind of go through movies as well. And like I said, if you want to contribute in this episode or have a conversation with me, feel free to call the number 604-822-2487. It will call directly to the station, right into my show, if you call in my show slot, and we can have a wonderful conversation about movies or whatnot. So if you have any recommendations, feel free to call and give me that recommendation, and we can discuss it. Or if I'm doing fun facts, you can call in, contribute your thoughts on the fun facts. Either one works well. So let's get started with the first song. The first song is called When You Stop by July Talk. So here we go.
Just get yourself up in the sky. Hand it to me with a look of defeat in your eye. Don't concern myself with how you portray, 'cause I gravitate to the ones where you're looking away. So messed up on the feeling that you'll never change. I don't hesitate, but I don't wanna say what you need. When you stop, you'll find out what you're running from now. When you stop, you'll find out what you're running from now. Can't keep up keeping up with the time, the loss of the light, the trials of trying to survive. And I know that the pain that you feel is your own, and there's nothing to say, but I wish I could take it away. When you stop, you'll find out what you're running from now. When you stop, you'll find out what you're running from now.
That was When You Stop by July Talk. The next song I have for you guys is called After This. I'll see you guys in a couple minutes.
like there's still nothing wrong. Turns out we were trying all along. We can't wait till it's too late to go home. Go home. Go home.
That was After This by July Talk. The next song I have for you guys is called Hold. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Were you afraid you would set me off? You would call me out. Call you soft with that certain air of arrogance that I confuse with confidence. Love can be so critical. You can call it hard, you can call it soft.
Strain, help me out, would you? Could you explain the heretics and hateful pricks.
But what they got to do with this? I'm unclear, will you?
Let me out, will you?
Force me clean, I don't wanna.
Like I've seen the match above the gasoline. The latch that holds in everything.
You can hold me. Fire with a hand on the wheel. You can hold me to the wall out of the blade. You can hold your tongue and I still understand.
That was Hold by July Talk. The next song I have for you guys is called When You Stop. So here we go. That was When You Stop. The next song I have for you guys is called Silent Type. So here we go. We'll be right back.
I just be silent.
That was Silent Type by July Talk. The next song I have for you guys, which is going to be our last one as well, is called Repeat. So I hope you guys enjoy this last one.
Questionable decision.
That was Remember or Repeat by July Talk. And that's it for today's songs. For the last couple minutes of today's show, I will be going through some fun facts, ending off with a fun note. So let's get with the first fun fact of the day. The first fun fact I have for you guys is the oldest goldfish lived to be 43 years old. Personally, I've never had a pet before. I've never even had the smallest pet. The closest I probably had was just the spiders that were living in my house, and that's the closest pet I would say I'd ever had. But I assume that goldfish, the lifespan of a goldfish isn't that long, but for a goldfish to live 43 years, I imagine that it either had a very great caretaker or it's just a super fish, or it's like a one in a million type of goldfish that would just live for 43 years. I always wonder when people have fish or like a mini aquarium at their house and there are multiple fish of the same species, how do you differentiate between each one of them? Especially because they're kind of swimming around, you'd really have to pay close attention to the specific details that's embedded to each fish if you want to name them at least. But yeah, that's the fun fact. The next one I have for you guys is a New York City restaurant sells a $2,700 pizza. For those of you who have been following me for a while, I'm a very huge pizza fan. I love pizza. Probably one of the foods that I constantly crave. Well, not constantly crave, but when I do crave it, it seems like it's one of those foods that are always kind of within the range of what I crave. And for New York City to sell a pizza that's worth $2,700, I am curious, but at the same time, it's not one of those foods that I'd probably just casually eat because it's so pricey. But I wonder what they put in. I mean, I'm sure that the taste isn't too different. Maybe it's just the ingredients that are put in that really skyrockets the price of it. But yeah, I mean, I'm good with just local pizza and just searching for places that, you know, those hidden places that, you know, really sell great pizza at an affordable price. All right, the next song is, not the next song, but the next fun fact is that there is an underwater post office in the South Pacific. I don't even know how this would have been created, or maybe it would have been dropped. There's a picture that's provided. It seems like the post office is in great condition. The painting seems fine, which is weird because I'm assuming that fish go in and out. And when they do kind of touch the walls of this post office, it creates friction, which would probably just get rid of the paint. But I'm assuming from the condition of how the post office actually looks like, it seems that it was created or possibly implemented with intention. The only concern that I have for actually visiting this post office is the water pressure. It seems that for me, I mean, I don't swim that often either, but whenever I tend to go really under into water, I'd say I feel it probably even in a meter or two in. I can feel my ears kind of go really stuffy and it doesn't feel very good, which explains, you know, the pressure is really getting to me quite easily. All right, the next one is probably a fun fact that many of you guys know, but honey never expires. I truly do not know if I fully believe this, but I mean, I feel like it is kind of a universal thing where honey seems to not expire. I enjoy honey a lot. I recently, I'd say probably a year ago, and that's not very recent, but I used to eat jam. I don't eat jam anymore. I just replaced it with honey. It was kind of a natural process. Honey just seemed great. You know, it's nice and healthy. Sometimes if you mix honey with warm water, it's a great way to kind of just soothe yourself. It's sweet, but some types of honeys are not that sweet. So if you guys don't like sweet honey, there's definitely some options out there. But yeah, those are kind of the fun facts that I wanted to give you guys. Nice and easy going episode. And like I said, it is final season right now. Very stressful time, a lot of work to do, a lot of assignments, exams that you need to prepare for. I really feel that for you guys, and I'm kind of in the same boat currently. So good luck to everybody. Thank you for tuning into my show. Like I said, next week the show is going to be canceled, but I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. And let's just hope that the weather is going to get better. Summer's really going to be coming soon. So let's get this all through this together. And I hope you guys have a lovely afternoon, and I'll see you guys soon. Goodbye, everybody.
I'm Christine Dibble.
And I'm Carla Slytome.
And we are the KNC Jazz Duo.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hey, this is Jeremy from Kiwi Junior, and you're listening to CITR 101.9.
So this is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.